This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, final segment before our guest host take over. Let's go over these headlines right now. WHO convenes urgent meeting over outbreak of deadly Marburg virus, which they've been hyping forever will kill everybody. WHO convenes urgent meeting over outbreak of Marburg virus, one of the world's deadliest viruses that kills 90% of patients and has no cure. So they're going to hold us hostage. If you submit, you'll be a slave or die. Cancer-causing viruses use a human protein, similar to the spike protein, to evade the innate immune response. And what have we been injected with? The very same spike protein. Continuing, Rand Paul, Senator Paul, introduces bill to halt funding for hospitals denying care to the unvaccinated. Former CNN anchor Chris Cuomo says he was going to kill everybody, including himself, after being fired. Australia drug regulator hid child vaccine deaths to maintain public confidence. What a huge story. Watch, CDC director suggests it will never change child mask policy and never take mask off children. Insider, the UN Pandemic Treaty establishes a global police state. World Series poker player describes dangerous COVID jab effects on hot mic that he's having heart problems. Australian mom denied heart transplant after being unvaxxed. Sean Penn says anyone unvaccinated is holding a gun to your head and should be put in a camp. Congress introduces bill to defund Wuhan Animal Lab. Florida House Rep blames COVID-vax for good friend that died suddenly. Bird flu may mutate to kill more people than 50% of humans who catch it. Bird flu may mutate to kill more than 50% of humans who catch it as a result of unprecedented outbreak sweeping mammals, experts fears. Media claims 30% increase in heart attacks, deaths for young people due to not taking COVID vaccines or wearing masks. Yes, wear a mask. Don't have your heart attack. Take your shot. Have a heart attack. Yale professor, mass suicide and mass seppuku of Japanese elderly population, only solution. Teen girls engulfed in sadness and violence. A new report finds mass suicide due to lockdowns. CDC reports their own work. Australian regulators concealed fatal vaccine-induced myocarditis from the public. And it goes on and on and on. Novavax to sell U.S. government 1.5 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine. 34-year-old Border Patrol intel agent dies suddenly due to unexpected sudden heart attack. EcoHealth Alliance raking over $46 million in government money to start a pandemic, investigation shows. CDC Director Walensky says child masking policy doesn't really change with time. Already covered that. World's first online dating service for unvaccinated launches in Hawaii. Return to the city. Living in the country can cause heart attacks. Total quackery. Why common cold symptoms may seem worse than before the pandemic, because it's causing mutations and killing people. Oh, you're dying because the cold's worse. You took your shot. No, your immune system's gone. And it just goes on and on and on. National Post out of Canada. The hunt for unvaccinated blood. People demanding it. Huge new market. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the times that try men and women's souls. And in this ad, similar to a national ad out of California, California Health Public Services message for children to receive COVID-19 vaccine says they're evil little disease characters, evil little disease carriers that need the shots now. Protect us from the children. Give them the poison shot immediately. All right, our guest host, take over straight ahead, and in 55 minutes, Owen Schroyer takes over. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Have you shared that link? I appreciate you all. I want to thank the crew. We'll be right back.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all this great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. You are live with Counterspin Media as we geoengineer this, the fourth hour. I'm Calvin Al.
And I'm Hannah Spira. Sit tight, because this is a packed hour. We are going to start this segment with a few videos. We also are going to bring on our guest in the next segment, Diana Iuljanovic-Șoșoacă. She is the senator from Romania that has been calling out the deep state in regards to the earthquake over in Turkey. So let's set this up. We're talking about geoengineering, HAARP, weather modification, trying to give you a big picture, put it into perspective. You'll see that players like Bill Gates, of course, are involved. So let's play that first video, the geoengineering and weather modification.
What do you do if you live in the middle of the desert and need water? You make it rain. Scientists in Dubai can now literally modify their weather. This technology could change the world as we know it. But will controlling the weather be used for good or for evil? In July of 2021, the United Arab Emirates National Center of Meteorology released a video showing a rainstorm that had been created using weather-modifying technology. How did they make it rain in the desert, you might ask? Scientists in Dubai used high-powered lasers and other advanced technology that were mounted to drones to make the rain fall.
In Santa Barbara County, home to one of the longest-running cloud seeding operations in the country. We've got some ground-based cloud seeding equipment right here, and we're going to get to hear all about how it works and see it in action.
Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels.
Meanwhile, Bill Gates is backing the first high-altitude experiment of one radical climate change solution, creating a massive chemical cloud that could cool the Earth. It's called solar geoengineering, and it's highly controversial.
How long will it be that countries keep experiencing these climate impacts before someone gets desperate and says, hey, we need to cool the planet with solar geoengineering?
It would look something like this. Thousands of planes would fly very high and use nozzles to inject millions of tons of light-reflecting particles into the stratosphere. It would create a thin chemical cloud of those particles around the whole planet, blocking some sunlight from reaching the surface. It would mimic a giant volcanic eruption, which we know cools the Earth. Bill Gates is among a dozen individual donors and 14 foundations backing the first stratospheric solar geoengineering experiment out of Harvard. It's called Stratospheric Controlled Perturbation Experiment, or SCOPEX. A high-altitude balloon will lift instruments about 20 kilometers into the stratosphere, where it will release less than 2 kilograms of different naturally occurring chemicals, like calcium carbonate and sulfates.
Wait, what? That balloon looks familiar. Aha, so that's why there's so many balloons. William Cohen, Secretary of Defense under Bill Clinton, said this in 1997. Others are engaging even in an eco-type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes, remotely, through the use of electromagnetic waves.
1983, I did radiotomography with 30 watts, looking for oil in the ground. I found 26 oil wells over a 9-state area, and 100% of the time was accurate, which is 30 watts of power beaming straight into solid rock. HARP uses a billion watts. Beam straight into the ionosphere for experiments. Picture these strings on the piano as layers of the earth. Each one has its own frequency. What we used to do is beam radio waves into the ground, and it would vibrate any strings that were present in the ground. We might get a sound back like, and we'd say, that's natural gas. We might get a sound back like, and we'd say, that's crude oil. We were able to identify each frequency. We accomplished this with just 30 watts of radio power. If you do this with a billion watts, the vibrations are so violent that the entire piano would shake. In fact, the whole house would shake. In fact, the vibrations could be so severe underground that could even cause an earthquake.
So we know the science is there. It is not a conspiracy. HARP and geoengineering are technologies that are being rolled out around the country. Now, we want to set this up as well in terms of the Turkey geopolitical situation. We've also got this next clip, just so you get a bit of a background. It is the Baum Report, and we just want to share this with you before we bring the senator on in the next segment. So let's roll that clip so you've got the context.
At the end of January 2023, talks between Turkish President Erdogan and the Swedish government detonated.
So you will let terror organizations run wild on your avenues and streets and then expect our support for getting into NATO? That's not happening.
In order to be accepted into NATO, Sweden and Finland as well needed the vote from Turkey. But talks disintegrated after a Swedish-Danish politician set fire to the Quran in front of the Turkish embassy in Stockholm.
On Saturday, Rasmus Paludan, head of a far-right Danish party, held a protest in front of Turkey's embassy in Stockholm. The Swedish-Danish national set fire to the Quran. That has put Sweden's NATO application in jeopardy. Accession to the military alliance must be approved unanimously by member states, including Turkey.
After Erdogan's declaration, Turkey and northern Syria were devastated by a series of earthquakes in southern Turkey, with a death toll that has reached well over 11,000 people. Turkey is no stranger to earthquakes, the majority of them occurring in the eastern and western portions of the country. But strange anomalies occurred just before the earthquakes, leading many to question whether a HARP weapon may have been used to punish the Turkish government for failing to toe the line of NATO's New World Order overlords.
And we will be back after the break shortly. But before we cut to the break, we want to bring your attention to the speech that you can find in full. We did a special report a few days ago. We've got the poster there now before we can bring that up. So that was Samantha Edwards doing a special report on the earthquake, on the geopolitical situation, on the fact that HARP was most probably used in this earthquake in Turkey and Syria. And it is a retaliation from the deep state. Check out our channel here on band.video, the Counterspin channel. It's a very good report by Samantha Edwards. And at the end, you can watch the full speech. We're not going to play the full speech in this fourth hour, but we're going to have Diana on shortly because her speech, Calvin, was absolutely monumental.
It certainly was. She's certainly not backwards in coming forward. She's one of the most fined senators there is. I think she said €30,000 to date because she will not shut up. She will not sit down, and she calls it
Oh, she sees it.
Yeah, no COVID compliance from her. She is known as the Xena Warrior Princess over there in Romania. So that's her connection to New Zealand because, of course, that was filmed down under. Now, at the end of our time here this on the Alex Jones Show today, we are going to actually show you some of the major weather occurrences that we've been having because Auckland alone, our biggest city, has had 50% of its annual rain in only the last 45 days. So there are a lot of questions being asked here in New Zealand about what weather manipulation technologies could be used here as well.
It's been going on for a long time. 1944, 1945, you will find them in the archives here in New Zealand and, of course, San Diego over in California, about Project Seal. We're back in World War II. They were letting off detonations 5 miles from the coast to create mini tsunamis. They have since perfected their technology. So everything you can start questioning now, question all the earthquakes that happen around you, question the weather that happens around you, because do you notice when we told people that once the COVID con started, the narrative started collapsing, and it was all to a push to get people jabbed, and that's what's causing the deaths, the same thing goes with the weather. They're going to ramp up climate change. That's going to be the excuse for the New World Order to come marching on in because you're all going to be, once again, want to be saved from the Phantom Menace. So keep it locked right here on the Alex Jones Show. When we come back, the senator from Romania will be joining us, and she will be talking about
her. First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492.
800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
We're back live with the Alex Jones Show. California Media reporting. Now we're going to drill down to the nitty gritty. We're going to bring the Romanian senator on shortly, but first
we are going to play a segment of her mind-blowing speech. We were literally kept us up in the middle of the night this week to hear a senator and a public elected official over there in Romania actually saying that HAARP technology could have been used in this Turkey earthquake. So let's play that portion of her speech, and then we'll come back with Diana Yoyanovich Trishwaka.
My political statement is titled, People Had to Die, and It's Not Over Yet. Dear fellow senators, for 3 years we have been experiencing a real campaign of mass killing worldwide, either through alleged pandemics and the imminent need to inject untested vaccines that kill people, or through wars that reduce the world's population, but rearranges international politics, realigns power polarities, and alters borders. We have lived to witness the production of earthquakes on command, which is actually an attack on Turkey by the greatest of the world, who totally disliked being set up by Recep Tayyip Erdogan, the president of Turkey. Moreover, his position of neutrality and mediator in the Ukrainian-Russian war deeply disturbed them, especially since Turkey is the second great power from a military point of view within NATO. His position to block Sweden's accession to NATO, his speech in Davos, as well as the gesture of leaving in the middle of the press conference, defying Schwab, did not remain without an echo in the cold world of leaders the world. But no one thought that people would have to die, so many people, and in such a terrible way. And it's just a warning, because it wasn't the most populated area of Turkey. 150 aftershocks of a devastating earthquake, the second larger than the first, without the existence of an epicenter, the area being artificially stimulated, geological weapons having existed for a very long time, being used so far without causing too many casualties, probably for experiments. Now, it has been put into practice. If we look carefully at the map of Turkey, we will see that it is furrowed by gas and oil pipelines, this being actually one of the goals, their destruction. But 10 seconds before the occurrence of the so-called earthquake, the Turks closed these pipelines. In addition, 24 hours before the earthquake, 10 countries withdrew their ambassadors from Turkey. 5 days before its occurrence, the Romanian Ministry of Foreign Affairs issued a travel warning for Romanian citizens in Turkey, although there was no danger, as did other countries. By killing people, they served their interests. The maps shown on all the television channels show that there was no epicenter, but a line with thousands of earthquakes. The Turkish secret services are investigating a possible criminal intervention, read an involvement of another state in triggering the first earthquake, what followed later being a chain reaction after the destabilization of the tectonic plates in the region. It is very clear that President Erdogan was punished for his courage, dignity, and honor, and for his closeness to the Russian Federation, in fact a position of neutrality and mediation for peace.
I would trade that one senator for every single politician we have in New Zealand.
Yeah, we've got 120, so that's saying a lot. So not only is Diana Shishwaka a Romanian senator, she's also a lawyer. She founded the SOS political party and is their president. She fought for the freedom of people during the pandemic, giving Romanians a public voice and awakening consciences and helping citizens resist pressure to take this poisonous vaccination. Now, we'll bring up some photos of her as well, where she was in Parliament and she was famously wearing a dog muzzle. So as to encourage people, obviously, not to follow the mask mandates. And as a result, there was a very small uptake of the compliance with the vaccination. So welcome to the show, Deanna. We are so grateful that you have been able to join us today.
Hello. Thank you for your invitation. I'm glad to hear
now, Deanna, I have to ask, was the translation, the English translation that was put over your speech, was it correct? And do you stand by those words?
Of course it was correct. I have here my speech. And I follow your translation. Okay, yeah.
Got it.
We'll put that up as well on our television page.
I'm a lawyer and I work with evidence. I'm always assuming what I declare, especially since it was a political declaration. I'm a senator, so it's an official document in the Senate of Romania. It's recorded and available to the public. The translation is correct. It's part of my statement. It's not my entire statement. I did not make this statement without checking and analyzing very well the topic in general and each word of it. Hence the title of the statement, People Had to Die and It's Not Over Yet, because as it was the case also in the plandemic, I say plandemic, it's not a pandemic, it's a plandemic. It is about the destruction of tens of thousands of human life for the evil plans of the globalists. And tomorrow there are going to be millions of victims, unfortunately.
Dead right.
Absolutely. And your speech has been going viral. It's just been absolutely phenomenal that, you know, a senator from Romania has come out so hard. Why did you, and I'm trying to speak slowly, yes, because I know our Kiwi accent is a little bit unusual. We think it's perfect, but for others we know it's harder to understand. What compelled you to make the speech in the first place?
All my speeches are in this way. You can find in my senator files the most interventions in the plenary are in this way. That's why I'm the only parliamentarian in the democratic world sanctioned for political opinions and statements for 3 months. For 3 months, I couldn't represent the Senate because I told the truth about the pandemic and the anti-COVID vaccination that kills. And yes, it's real. I'm the most fined Romanian citizen for non-compliance with COVID laws, 30,000 euros. But I succeeded to cancel all the sanctions in court. All my speeches are viral. Viral in Romania, in Europe, in South America, and now is in North America and New Zealand. I am not a politician. I came for the civic fight. I'm a lawyer. I am sensitive to the suffering of people. I do politics of soul and with my soul. And over 80% of Romanian people loves me and support
Great.
Me.
Great. We're gonna hold you there. Deanna, please hold the line. We will be back after this.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back live with the Alex Jones Show with a Romanian senator who is calling it as she sees it and is absolutely convinced that it was an attack on Turkey, not just a random set of earthquakes. She mentioned in her speech that, of course, it had no epicenter. It was a long line of basically explosions of some form or another. Welcome back again, Deanna. If I can just ask you, now you did mention in your speech that diplomats were withdrawn just prior. Oil and gas pipeline shut down just prior. This has all the hallmarks of having foreknowledge. How many people do you know within Romania or the wider Europe that actually believe, as you do, that it was actually an attack on Turkey?
a lot of people and political people. You know, I'm a senator, so I have access to some informations that common people cannot access. People are now scared and are scared to believe what is happening before their eyes because it is so serious and it blows up everything they know about the world and order. Many may have suspicions about these earthquakes, but very few have the courage and information to say this in public, especially fear. Not and the courage is it's not a quality of a politician. The courage is a quality of a common people who believe in God and who love people. I think that because my statement about you say harp, I would like to tell you something more. It's not only harp. There are geophysical weapons that we don't know. Harp is very old. Harp is invented 50 years ago. And one of my counselors is a general who work with this kind of weapons. So I have spoken with him, and he told me that I have to get out of this political secretomany and to tell the people the truth, even if it would be very risky. This general, 20 years ago, wrote a book. And the book name is Geophysical War, 20 years ago. His name is Emil Străinu, a great general, who now has, last year, had three times of trying to kill him. Three times. And I do know that he knows a lot of secrets. I know a lot of secrets, but if I would speak loud and clear, it would be an enormous shock. And I prefer to remain here at HARP and geophysical weapons. And yes, of course, my message was received and worldwide spread. There are many more who have understood what is really happening in the world and that the plutocracy wants to turn us into Guinea pigs. The tens of thousands of posts and comments and millions of views of my Senate statements on these geophysical weapons, because, I repeat, it's not only HARP, indicate that the world is waking up and becoming aware of the dangers. If you should follow my Facebook page, you and someone to translate you all my statements and the statements for 2 days ago, you will see that I always said this kind of things, and all my colleagues from Senate are very afraid of me. They do not have courage. They have a lot of problems, penal problems, and they do not have the courage, and your politicians also do not have the courage to tell this truth. Yeah. It's very dangerous. It's very dangerous, but I use this danger.
Yes. Absolutely, and you will be remembered for your courage. Now, just in this next 4 minutes, can you please explain to the world, you know, about some of these globalist players like George Soros and his cronies? What are they actually doing in your region of the world, and how are they influencing things?
Yeah, George Soros is my friend. Yeah, it's my best friend, it's my best enemy. And he also thinks about me in this way. At this moment, the deep states and George Soros are making a war in our region. refusing through their puppets and peace negotiations any peaceful solution, and attacking anyone who is trying to avoid escalation of the conflict on an even larger scale. Anyone who talks about peace in Romania or in Europe or all over the world becomes an enemy of the people. Anyone who proposes a peaceful solution is assimilated to terrorists or traitors. That is happening with me too. Look at what happened to Turkey, because Erdogan tried to mediate the peace. The deep state became mad when he hears the word peace. One of the most beautiful words on this planet is peace. And began to attack the peacemaker in every possible way. But let's remember what says the New Testament. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. So if us, those who ask for peace, are the children of God, whose children are those who ask for war? I told you, they are the children of Satan. This is a proof that they are afraid of us, or for us, because we are speaking the truth. We have the courage to speak the truth. Anyone who speaks of peace is put on the pole of infamy and is attacked from all sides. This is what happened also in Romania when I'm glad to tell you here the first movement for peace in the world was mine. In 26 February 2022, after, I don't know, 3 or 4 days about after the war began, and it is a unique initiative named Neutrality for Romania, the Peace from Bucharest, because I ask all the countries to come to Bucharest in our House of Parliament, which name is House of People, House of Romanian Nations. It's the second greatest build in the world after the Pentagon. So I said, we have a lot of chambers. Come here and negotiate the peace, because it's very nice for the American, for NATO. They are 10,000 kilometers far away from this place, but we are at hundreds of kilometers next to the war. So for me, yeah, it's not acceptable to have war next to me. So next to my borders. The peace from Bucharest wasn't very nice, not even for the president of Romania, for the government from Romania. In 8 March 2022, I organized a protest in front of government. It is the day of a woman. It was the day of maternity. And a lot of people yelled at the government, stop war, excellent. We need peace.
Excellent. Deanna, we are going to hold you there over segment, and we'll continue this. Thank you.
Right here, live on the Alex Jones Show.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And we're back for the final segment of the Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned. At the top of the hour, Owen Schroyer will be on with the War Room. Until then, we are still with Deanna Șoșoașcu. Apologies for that. She is, of course, the Romanian senator. And she was just telling us about how she had called for negotiations to end the war in the Ukraine. And she'd had a peaceful protest. Now, Deanna, is there any final parting words you have for the people of the world and your plight in Romania?
My message for the people of the world, do not be scared. It is, and I would like, because you told me there are persons that don't believe that I'm real, that I'm not exist, and I didn't say what you translated. I would like to tell them what I told in my statement. It is very clear to me that at this point things at the international level have gotten out of hand. The fools are playing as God and they think they have won the game. They didn't win the game. Cause of these demented and psychopathic people, because they are ill, who cause wars and cataclysms using unconventional weapons. We humans are just numbers they can get rid of. It is imperative that all the nations, the peoples of the world, rise up together, wake up from daily comfort and carelessness, And just like in the revolution of 1848, look out on Google, 1848, a very important revolution for liberty. We'll begin the struggle for liberation from the yoke of the psychopaths, of demented people who steal our happiness and the beautiful world in that we live in. That's why I urge all of you who still want to live in a world of God and not of Satan, I urge you to rise up to fight, to a world revolt to free us all and to destroy these enemies, because in this moment we are in the legitimate defense. And I tell you as a lawyer, take the clause of Turkey, take the clause of Romania, take the clause of New Zealand, take the clause of USA, take the clause of Europe, take the clause of the God's people. Warning to the psychopaths of the world. If you need people to die, we need you to perish too. It's all or nothing. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Talion's law. This is my message for the people all around the world. Don't be afraid. I'm not afraid. I am a mother. I have 3 kids. I have a lot of fight against Soros, against the state, against the government, against the police. I don't care. I will fight till their end, because we will win.
And we are going to steal you from Romania, and we're going to bring you here to New Zealand, and we can get rid of the sock puppets that we have down in Parasite Palace. They laughingly call it the Beehive.
Thank you so much, Deanna, for joining us. It's been a real great honour. Now, we're going to finish off the show with a few comments about New Zealand. We hope to have you back on sometime. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I will come with pleasure.
Excellent.
Looking forward to it.
Appreciate that. Now, here in New Zealand, we're going to show you some of the sock puppets as well that we've got. Of course, many of you know that Jacinda Ardern, the former Prime Minister, is gone. Now, let's bring up the two images there that we've got of the two puppets, because this is our latest billboard that we wanted to show you. Of course, two wings of the same bird.
Coming to a town near you.
Yes, here we go.
The Tweedledum and Tweedledummer.
That, of course, on the left is Chris Hipkins, who's the leader of the left-leaning Labour Party. And there on the right, you have Chris Luxon, who we requested personally last week if he could release the FISA, unredacted FISA contract. And they are, of course, both playing to Schwab's tune there. He is, of course, the puppet master. So look out for that. If you are in New Zealand and you want to get a billboard out, info@counterspinmedia.com. We want to get these all around the country. Now, if you want to keep in the fight, we have to put in a good shout-out for InfoWarsStore.com at this point, because, of course, they have some great products. Their latest one to be restocked is, of course, for the first time in years, their prebiotic fiber.
Yep.
It's back. It's 40% off. Go and support them because they are fighting the tyranny as we are here at Counterspin, and they need all the support they can get from you. So it's a win-win, 360-win situation there. Now, Calvin, on our way out, shall we play some of the footage and speak over it as to the horrific weather that New Zealand has been experiencing? It's summer down here, if you don't know. We've had hail, we've had rain. Let's get that B-roll
out. We've had deluges. We've had, of course, Cyclone Gabrielle has come through. Some said it was going to be a nothing, but it turned out to be more than a nothing. It was quite a something. People losing their homes underwater. Even when the army got deployed, they lost one of the Unimogs. There's still some people missing. Unfortunately, we've lost 2 firefighters in the rescuing attempts, so our hearts go out to them and their families.
And in the first round, which was actually just on about around the 28th of January, when the first deluge came, you know, there were, I think, 3 to 4 lives that went missing. What you're seeing here is very, very unusual in some ways. I mean, of course, yes, we have floods, but I don't remember ever seeing these types of floods in my lifetime. Auckland, the biggest city, these are buses, what you're seeing here in Auckland, that were just completely driving with water in the water. This was an image that went viral here.
Now, bearing in mind, Auckland has been flooded previously, so it's not a new occurrence. What is new, of course, is because 30 years of Labor-linked local government did not spend enough money in infrastructure, stormwater, etc. They have basically done a rack, pack and stack of the city, brought in a lot of people, but the existing infrastructure was not enough to take care of it. And if you're not looking after your pipes, nothing's going to flow. And this is one of the reasons why, of course, there's about $300 million missing from the Auckland Council budget as the departure of the Labor-connected Phil Goff and their city CEO. That needs to be investigated as well.
Yes, and those images earlier were of supermarkets, the Auckland International Airport underwater. And in this last round, this week of torrential rain on the East Coast, it's, you know, we've got major state highways being disconnected from, centres of major centres are being disconnected, people are being disconnected, and the Prime Minister made a statement yesterday saying that the recovery is going to take years because this is really, really massive destruction, Kelvin.
It's the fastest way to bring in the, the Great Reset, isn't it? Let's just destroy a country and have everyone pushed into another area, declaring those others uninhabitable. Because New Zealanders would not have bought it otherwise. We have lived up to earthquakes. We've lived up in the past to tsunamis. We've lived up to this food shortages that are manufactured. I mean, we're now questioning the Christchurch earthquake with the boats offshore. The Chinese boat that was here when all this stuff started. We've had radar blips showing that there's anomalies in the atmosphere just prior to all this happening. So for those who say weather wars don't exist, we've just proven they do. You've got a senator who's got contact with military and intelligence people who all say this is true. This is actually happening. It's a war on, and they're after you. They have weaponized fear, and they're using it against the people. We must weaponize hope and push back.
Yes, and we are sending all our love and all our prayers to all of you Kiwis. This is just some of the latest footage that's been coming in. Absolutely horrific. You know, we've got a very small team here at Counterspin of volunteers, and three of our team members have had no power for the last 3 days. Look, houses just full of mud. It's absolutely heartbreaking for so many of you out there. So hopefully you are able to get this broadcast at some point, but you know, we have so much respect for you all. It's been such a hard time, and we really thank you for your support. If you want to help Counterspin, also go to counterspinmedia.com, get out there and give us a donation, because without your support we can't go on, Kelvin.
And share. Shadow banning is a real thing. You find it on InfoWars, you find it on band.video, Alex Jones, others who are doing the good fight, and their amazing team. You've got to support these people, otherwise the globalists will win. They will take and control the information, and you will be none the wiser.
Thanks for watching. Stay tuned for Owen Schroyer, and we look forward to seeing you next time.
And it's going to be epic. Keep up the fight, people. We ain't lost yet.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.